Thank you. Enterobacteriaceae are a normal part of the human gastrointestinal flora and common human pathogens, particularly with regards to urinary tract infections, bacteremia, pneumonia, and wound infections. Carbapenem antibiotics are the newest class of FDA-cleared beta-lactam antibiotics with broad-spectrum activity and are usually reserved as antibiotics of last resort and to treat hospitalized patients with multidrug-resistant bacterial infections. Carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE, are an emerging public health threat of great importance, especially in healthcare facilities, and can result in difficult-to-treat infections with high rates of associated adverse patient event outcomes. In the Enterobacteriaceae with a carbapenemase gene present, resistance is typically plasmid-mediated and highly transferable to other related gram-negative bacilli through mobile genetic elements. CPCRE are associated with widespread antibiotic resistance and dissemination in healthcare facilities, and have become an important target for surveillance and for prevention. While case definitions are designed for surveillance purposes, some facilities have chosen to adopt them to guide their infection control. The surveillance breakpoints are not used in the automated testing instruments such as the Phoenix and Vitek 2, which use instrument-specific FDA breakpoints. In Minnesota, queries to aid in reporting isolates for the CRE surveillance project were developed for submitting laboratories. It is recommended that patients who have a CRE or CPCRE isolated while residing in a healthcare facility are placed in contact precautions to prevent spread. In an acute care facility, this means performing hand hygiene before donning a gown and gloves, donning gown and gloves before entering a patient's room, and removing the gown and gloves and performing hand hygiene prior to exiting the patient's room, as well as a private room or cohort. This process requires additional resources from the facility and can have a psychological effect on the patient. In some studies, the addition of contact precautions has led to less robust patient care. In order to create a comparable measure for CRE and track it, a working group was created to develop a definition for CRE to use for surveillance. Creating a standard definition for these pathogens is a very complicated process. Over 70 organisms make up the Enterobacteriaceae family, and resistance can be developed due to a variety of mechanisms. In addition, the capacity of clinical and public health laboratories to detect CPCRE varies greatly across different areas, sites, and healthcare systems. A definition that is too sensitive effectively captures the incidence of CPCRE, but returns a great deal of non-CPCRE. A definition that is too specific may miss CPCRE, especially the most common carbapenemase seen in the U.S., the Klebsiella pneumonia carbapenemase, or KPC. The working group developed a definition based on the phenotypic patterns of automated testing instrument reports of antibiotic susceptibilities. This definition was adopted by the CDC's Multi-Site Gram-Negative Surveillance Initiative, or MUGSI. MUGSI surveillance concentrates on three species of the Enterobacteriaceae family: Klebsiella species, such as Klebsiella pneumonia and Klebsiella oxytoca; Enterobacter species, such as Enterobacter coliquae and Enterobacter aerogenes and E. coli. The pre-2016 MUGSI surveillance definition included Enterobacteriaceae non-susceptible to a carbapenem, excluding ertapenem, and resistant to all third-generation cephalosporins tested using the current Clinical and Laboratory Standards Institute, or CLSI, interpretive criteria. To be considered non-susceptible to a carbapenem, the minimum inhibitory concentration, or MIC, had to be at least a 2 for imipenem, meropenem, and doripenem, as you can see here. Here we've also listed three commonly tested third-generation cephalosporins, for which the MIC had to be at least a 4 for cefotaxime and ceftriaxone and a 16 for ceftazidime. In 2014, the CDC conducted an evaluation of the 2012 definition using 312 isolates of E. coli, Klebsiella species, and Enterobacter species. The definition was found to misclassify 21% of KPC-producing Klebsiella species as non-carbapenemase-producing. In order to better capture the incidence of CPCRE, CSD proposed a standard definition to begin in 2016 that was less complicated and more sensitive. The CST-CRE definition after the 1st of January in 2016 included Enterobacteriaceae resistant to at least one carbapenem, including ertapenem, using current CLSI interpretive criteria. To be considered to be resistant to a carbapenem, the MIC for ertapenem would have to be at least 2, as you can see here, and reach at least a 4 for imipenem, meropenem, and doripenem. Ertapenem is the most sensitive of the carbapenems and will show resistance before the others. The previous definition had excluded ertapenem based on elevated MICs to this antibiotic caused by non-carbapenemase-mediated resistance mechanisms such as AMP-C beta-lactamase and porin loss, which are commonly seen with Enterobacter species in particular. In Minnesota, Enterobacter species account for approximately 60% of isolate submissions to the public health lab as part of MUGSE surveillance. The purpose of this study was to describe the impact of the 2016 definition change on identification of CPCRE in Minnesota, the impact of the definition change on the volume of CRE isolates submitted, and the impact of the addition of ertapenem to the case definition, especially regarding Enterobacter species. The Minnesota Department of Health conducts active laboratory-based surveillance for CRE in Hennepin and Ramsey counties, including isolate submission to the public health lab. All submitted isolates are tested by PCR for the presence of the Klebsiella pneumoniacarbapenemase, or KPC, and the new Delimetella beta-lactamase, or NDM, genes. We applied the pre-2016 definition and the 2016 CST definition to these isolates. We also applied the 2016 definition excluding ertapenem to determine the role of this antibiotic alone in isolate submission. Multiple isolates of the same species from single patients were excluded. In 2016, the public health lab received 319 Enterobacter species, Klebsiella species, and E. coli isolates as part of the CRE surveillance project. 201, or 63% of these isolates, were made up of Enterobacter species. 66, or 21%, were made up of Klebsiella species, and 52, or 16%, were E. coli. This represented a 126% increase in isolate submission in 2016 over 2015. Submission of Enterobacter species isolates increased by 126%, Klebsiella species by 136%, and E. coli submissions increased by 100%. Of the 8 clinical laboratories in the catchment area, 4 saw increases in isolate submission, ranging from an increase of 83% at Laboratory A to an increase of 927% at Laboratory B. 1 lab showed no change in submissions, Laboratory E, and 3 showed decreases ranging between a 9% decrease in isolate submission at Laboratory G and a 35% decrease in isolate submission at Laboratory D. The variety between changes in isolate submission could be explained by several factors, including patient populations and the testing capabilities of the lab. Laboratory B has an extensive network of outpatient care, while Laboratory G serves facilities that see very complicated patients that tend to be hospitalized. Laboratories E, F, and G also employ additional methods of testing outside their main automated testing instrument before submitting isolates to the public health lab. These isolates represented 319 incident cases. Of these cases, 141, or 44%, were hospitalized at the time of specimen collection. 132, or 41%, were outpatients, while 40, or 13%, were residents of long-term care facilities. 6, or 2%, were residents of long-term acute care facilities. This represents 187 patients, or 59%, who could have been placed in additional contact precautions. 85 isolates, or 27%, submitted in 2016 met the pre-2016 definition adopted by the MUGSE program, while 281, or 88%, met the 2016 definition. It's important to note here that the reportable definition for the state of Minnesota meets the 2016 CSE definition, so it would be expected that there would be a higher proportion of these. Using the 2016 definition, 3 carbapenemase producers that would not have otherwise been reportable, 1 Klebsiella pneumonia, 1 E. coli, and 1 Varicola, were detected. Of the isolates meeting the 2016 CSD definition, 68% met the definition based on resistance to ertapenem alone. Of those resistant only to ertapenem, Enterobacter species made up 71%. Using a true positive of meeting the 2016 definition and being positive for a carbapenemase gene, the sensitivity of the 2016 isolates submitted to MDH was 100%. Specificity of the new definition was 13%. In other words, the new definition identified 100% of carbapenemase producers, but also picked up a lot of non-carbapenemase producers. The 2016 definition detected 3 additional carbapenemase producers that might not have otherwise been detected. The definition change resulted in the submission of a high proportion of non-CP Enterobacter species, the majority of which were resistant to ertapenem alone. The definition change did not detect additional carbapenemases in Enterobacter species. A more specific definition for Enterobacter species could reduce CRE case volume without detriment to identification of CPCRE. Definitions are used simply for epidemiological purposes, but to determine who needs to be placed on enhanced contact precautions within healthcare facilities. A possibility to consider could be the exclusion of ertapenem from the current definition only for Enterobacter species such as Enterobacter coliquae and Enterobacter aerogenes. I'd like to thank my co-authors and the CDC MUGSE Surveillance Project, the Minnesota Public Health Laboratory, and the submitting Minnesota Clinical Labs.